It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up, 5:30. Really, really smart insight on the DBs in the 2025 NFL Draft from Jeremy Green, NFL Draft Analyst. We had on Take Command. Really smart, really funny, really requested. Dude caught fire. People loving him. So we thought we'd share a little bit more of the pod with you here on the radio. Get to some other stuff this hour as well as we steamroll tonight towards the NCAA tournaments. But the big story in town tonight, well, it's time for Not My Beat for more on that.
Today's top story, from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not My Beat.
Alex Ovechkin is on the verge of history, and it could happen tonight here on the Team 980. We got Caps Hockey, actually. A bunch of the next games are here on the Team 980. Lucky us, lucky us. Will we hear history with John Walton on the call? Steve Wino will be there. He's, of course, the AP National Hockey writer, and he joins us from Capital One Arena now ahead of tonight's game. Wino, thanks for the time, man.
Anytime, Craig.
So I just want to start super broad. Like, you cover the sport not only here in D.C. and have covered the Caps more than anybody else because you're there, you know, also seeing other teams in your job as the AP's national hockey writer. But as your personal vantage point to watch this pursuit, the way it's happened this season, how we thought it got derailed with the injury and he's been able to come back, like, how do you try to just big picture put into words what you're watching right now? Not to mention all of Wayne Gretzky's records are supposed to be untouchable, and here he is on the verge of breaking one.
No, it's unprecedented, and the only precedent being Wayne Gretzky breaking Gordie Howe's record, and that was 31 years ago. But we never thought that once Wayne Gretzky got to 894, that's been like a magical number, sort of in hockey history, a little bit like the Lou Gehrig record for Cal Ripken and him breaking that one. That we're never going to see that one broken ever again. We felt that about Wayne Gretzky and this one. And I don't remember the first time where I remember when Alex Ovechkin first brought it up, it was 2019, that he would like to try for it. But I don't remember the time that I came to thinking this is actually possible. Maybe it might have been even last year, the second half of the season, when he went on that run. Like, this guy could actually do it now, because nobody scores like this at this age. It just doesn't happen. There's no precedent. There's no history of anyone in the game continuing to score at this level. So you think, oh, well, diminishing returns. He'll score 30, and then he'll score 20, and maybe he'll crawl there by age 40. No, he's managed to score 40 goals in a season. His next one will be for the 14th different season, also the most in NHL history. And we've just never seen this before. It's just an unbelievable accomplishment that I think everybody in hockey, everybody in the Washington area, and now beyond hockey, Tom Wilson said it this morning, it's bigger than the game now. This has now become sort of a global story.
I'm curious, Wino, how this is being perceived in the hockey world right now, because I'd imagine it's complicated. And look, there's no other way to say it. Like, it's complicated in part by political factors, right? You have a Russian guy breaking a Canadian's record. Currently, that Canadian is not particularly liked in Canada because of things going on in the world and his place in them. So I don't know how deep you want to get into it. I'm gonna ask you the question. There are no rules on how deep you go in the answer. But how is this being perceived in the hockey world writ large?
On a varied spectrum of a lot, some people sort of ignoring it almost intentionally, of sort of trying to make it, this is just a hockey story, whatever. There's the other spectrum of people like Dominic Hasek, the Hall of Fame goaltender, saying that Ovechkin and Russians in the NHL are an advertisement for Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine. And then there's some people in the middle, and I'll throw myself in the middle, who are trying to compartmentalize this as, this is a great hockey accomplishment that's also going on in the middle of this craziness. And that Four Nations face-off was a little bit like this, where it was a hockey tournament taking place in this very weird time in all of our lives of the tariffs and the 51st state stuff, and sort of it actually kind of added to the tournament in a way that nobody in hockey could have predicted. This, I don't think, is subtracting from it. In any way, I think Wayne Gretzky and sort of his connection to Donald Trump, and sort of Ovechkin's connection to Vladimir Putin in different ways, because we don't, again, the freedom of speech that we have here, Russian people do not have. So you can't almost connect all of them. So yeah, it is a complicated thing. But I think a lot of us are trying to compartmentalize this as, this is a great player breaking another great player's record, while you have all of this going on, because you can't completely ignore it. There's still this sort of global ecosystem that we all live in. But as a purely hockey record, I think you have to, most people in hockey are saying, this is incredible. And no matter where anybody is from, we never thought this would happen.
Totally. And I bring that up just to be clear to the audience, because these are things that are talked about. Like the international rivalries within hockey are as good as in any sport. Maybe soccer's the one that's win it, or that's right there, because it is such an international sport. And the Russians versus the Americans versus the Canadians versus the Swedes versus, you know, that stuff before the four, like, that's why the Four Nations Cup was so great. And so the fact that these types of geopolitical things always, even if it's previous to this era of international geopolitics, has mostly been done in jest and in fun, for it to be happening right now, I was just curious kind of how that's being received within the sport. The other context on this, Wino, Steve Wino, national hockey writer for the AP, is with us, is this is happening in a capital season that I don't want to say nobody expected, but most people didn't expect. This was supposed to be like the, hey, we'll ride out the Ovechkin thing, see how great he can be, score some goals, and, you know, then eventually there'll be a reset on trying to win Stanley Cups. They're the best team in the conference. Like, why have they been so good beyond Alex Ovechkin is still playing at such an extraordinarily high level?
Well, Brian McClellan, who is no longer the GM, he's now the president of hockey operations, but he should be GM of the year, because everything he did last offseason has worked. Midas touch turned to gold, everything that he's done. He traded for goaltender Logan Thompson, who, that's bad news. He's out for a little bit now, and Charlie Lindgren's net for a little bit, but that's a short-term topic. Traded for Logan Thompson, traded for Jacob Chychrun, traded for Pierre-Luc Dubois, Andrew Mangiapane, made a handful of free agent signings along the way, and every single move has been great. And so he retooled this team on the fly by trading for players in various situations where other teams were desperate or had a need or something else, that he navigated this perfectly. You look at the Pittsburgh Penguins, who did win three championships from 08 to 2017 and all that, but they've been unable to stay at this level. They're falling off, and their next 10 years are going to be pretty miserable with a lack of prospects coming and all this sort of thing. Other teams just get old and it doesn't work. The Capitals have managed to replenish talent on the fly, and it's all Brian McClellan, and it's a lot of Spencer Carberry, who's going to be coach of the year, for getting guys like Pierre-Luc Dubois, who was a complete bust of a first year of his contract in LA last year and is now back to being almost a point of game player, to getting the best out of Jacob Chychrun, who's now going to be here for 8 more years, and just finding guys who fit perfectly here and everything has gone right. And it's a little bit of why I don't think the Capitals are favored to win the Stanley Cup, because things have gone so right all season that something has to go off the rails. And things haven't been great in the last five or six games, but this is a team that has played way over expectations. I think that's very fair to say all season that we thought maybe a bubble playoff team, but I don't think anybody thought best in the East contending for the President's Trophy.
So how much of a chance do you realistically give them in the playoffs, and who are the teams that you think could really give them trouble either on the way to a Stanley Cup final, or obviously if they match up with one of the behemoths in the West in the Stanley Cup final?
Well, and this is such a sport of matchups that the number of opponents they could see in the first round, the Ottawa Senators would give them fits. They have given them fits this season. Columbus Blue Jackets or Montreal Canadiens might be an easier series. The New York Rangers, who beat them in the first round last year, aren't the same as last year, but I'd be worried if the Rangers come in with a goalie like Igor Shesterkin and kind of the high-end talent that team has of coming in here for a first-round series. But the Carolina Hurricanes, who beat up on the Capitals the other night, will be sitting there in the second round because they're playing the Devils and then without their two best players. So it's essentially a first-round bye for Carolina. But that it's a murderer's row, potentially, just to get to an Eastern Conference final. And then there you go with the Florida Panthers, defending champions, sitting there possibly in a conference final, or the Toronto Maple Leafs with Austin Matthews, or the Tampa Bay Lightning, who've been there, done that, and won before. It's not an easy path through. This team can make it. Clearly, they've shown the ability to get through a season and win a lot of games and pile up a lot of points. If Logan Thompson is back from this injury in time for the playoffs, I think that's the key at this point. But it's not an easy path just to get to a final.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Steve Wino, national hockey writer for the Associated Press, with us here on the Hoffman Show. If this goes right for the Capitals, then what are the things that will have to either continue or elevate? Like, obviously, you talked about the goaltender injury. Having a hot goalie in the playoffs, like, even a rudimentary hockey person like me knows, like, that's the key to the whole thing. So getting goaltender one back, excellent, got that check. What else are the potential pitfalls that kind of people expected coming into the year that haven't happened, that if they can maintain those, they can be the best team in the East and get themselves to a Stanley Cup final?
You mentioned the first thing is goaltending, obviously. But also, they need the guys who have been consistently good for them to continue their production. And that's Pierre-Luc Dubois and Jacob Chychrun and Dylan Strome. And certainly the guy we've been talking about, Alex Ovechkin, who's 39 years old and is scoring at a level that we've never seen before, but also was held without a goal in that series against the Rangers last year. Mm. And really, that's what they need. This is the highest scoring team in the league this season. And also the highest shooting percentage team, or among the highest shooting percentage teams in the season. So you got to hope that, not saying that we need the luck to continue, but you need the sort of good play of offensively, specifically, to continue for this team to go right, because There are some tough matchups out there. There's some tough goaltenders out there. And the other thing that they've been very fortunate about is they've been very healthy all season. This Logan Thompson injury comes at a bad time. But at a time also where the Capitals really, other than the Ovechkin record and locking up first place in the East, don't have a whole lot to play for and are trying to sort of peak at the right time, which is easier said than done. But from a health standpoint, it's just stay healthy as much as possible, because half the time that determines who wins the playoff series.
So back to the Ovechkin record real quick as we wrap up here. I'm trying to think, Stephen, of a question to ask after this. So this isn't the last thing I ask you, but Alex gets this record. He's obviously very far clear of the next guy. But are there young players, whether it's a Connor McDavid or someone else, that you could see with the way sports science is going and all that kind of stuff, that could eventually, 10, 15 years from now, threaten Ovechkin's record? Or is the mere act of being near Wayne Gretzky mean that you are so far away from what we thought is humanly possible that 30, 40 years from now, we're still going to be like, yep, I remember when Alex Ovechkin set that record, because it's still going to be standing?
I'm going to bet that's still going to be standing. And there's been a lot of sort of talk among hockey nerds about this over the last few years, of Auston Matthews and David Pastrnak and a couple other guys who are, if they continue at their current pace and play as long as Alex Ovechkin has played, could approach that. But there's something, the way that Alex Ovechkin's done this is an incredible amount of consistency year to year. He had a little dip in the middle of his career where sort of the league kind of cut off what he did best, and he had to get Barry Trotz in here and adjust and all these other things. But I don't think he stayed healthy. He's missed the total of 70 games to injury his entire career, which just doesn't happen, especially for a guy who plays as physical as he does. But I also think there's not going to be another player who wants to play this long to do it. I don't think, given the money that all these guys make and kind of sort of the interest outside of hockey that a lot of these younger players have to go do something else, that I don't know that there's going to be anybody who's going to want to play to 40, 41, 42 years old and be able to stay healthy enough to break this record. So that's a long way of saying, I don't think anybody in the league right now will ever break this record. And feel free to play this tape in 20 years and Auston Matthews is sitting at 895 and we're all doing this all over again. And that'd be phenomenal to be a part of something like this again. But I think whoever that player is, isn't in the league right now. And I don't know if we'll ever see that player.
All right. Well, you know what? If Alex is going to keep the record, then we can end there, because that counts as a high note. Steve Wino writing about all of this in the AP. You can check it out on their website, of course, and we're at lots of other publications. Carry the AP. That's how the AP works. Wino, anything else that you want folks to check out, whether it's you've done any podcasts on this or you've obviously got the book if you just want some leisurely reading, but anything else that people should check out on Ovechkin that you've done lately?
I did a story yesterday on the countdown clocks that are everywhere, from Ben's Chili Bowl to Bud Season in Alexandria, even the clocks and the signs in Moscow rooting on Ovechkin. It wound up being a sort of a cooler story than I even hoped for, but you could just feel this around the area. I hope people like the story. I hope people like everything about this Ovechkin chase and really just enjoy the game tonight.
Yeah, for sure. The game, we have a countdown clock over in the 106.7 The Fan studio. I think we have one there. But the game tonight, here on the Team 980. Take that with your countdown clock across the hall, teammates, colleagues of ours. Steve Wino, everybody, with us here on The Hoffman Show. Thanks, dude.
Thanks, Ray. Talk to you soon.
This is The Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.